Let's turn our attention now to wages in the United States. Some new research shedding some light on weak wage growth here in the U.S. Joining us this morning is Frank Steemers, associate economist at the Conference Board. The Conference Board, a global independent business membership and research association. Frank, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on your show.
I want to set the table for our listeners to give them an idea of what we'll be talking about this morning. I know they've probably heard us talking about wage growth in our coverage of the jobs reports that come out in the economy. Give us a sense right now of where we're at on wages and where you think it probably should be.
So I think if we look at the labor market, and probably you have also been discussing this already in earlier segments, we see that the labor market over the last 10 years has become increasingly tight. And with that, I mean, we have an unemployment rate that is now much lower than it was just after the Great Recession. Now, if you look then at wage growth, still it is accelerating, but if you compare it to previous decades, you can still say it is not as high as it used to be. So this is an ongoing debate among economists to understand what is explaining this. And I think we have in this study also looked at a few reasons what could explain that this average wage growth is not that fast yet.
Yeah, and I want to dive into that now. Some good thinking here about why this is, a couple of potential reasons. What would be the main reason? What would be the first finding from this research?
So from our research, what we find is that if you actually look at wage growth, not for the entire country, but you look at those workers that are switching jobs and at those workers that are staying at the company. So we call them new hires, job switchers versus existing workers. So what you find there is that actually for existing workers, people who stay at the company, wage growth has been very weak. But if you look at people who have been switching jobs, there we see much stronger wage acceleration.
How much is the weak inflation playing into some of this? And what's the battle here between younger workers and older workers?
Yeah, I think, first of all, that's a very good point you're making. When we think about inflation, of course, we know that that a lot of wage increases or annual wage increase that employees are getting are also based on the growth in the cost of living. And we know that inflation in this decade has been much lower than in previous decades. So that is, of course, one reason why wage growth has been slow on average. On your other question, when we look at young workers that are now entering the labor market, they're entering the labor market at a time that the labor market is much more healthy than it was, for example, in 2010. So in, say, in 2010, when you were entering the labor market, it was very easy for employees to find workers because the unemployment rate was so high. So you didn't have a lot of bargaining power. But today, companies have to look to other companies and need to compete for talent. So when you are now entering a company, you can go to several companies, get a lot of job offers, and you can pick the best job offer, and it may very well be that it is very dependent on how strong this wage offer is.
Yeah, I've often heard, too, that younger workers are being impacted by not only older workers perhaps staying in the positions longer, but also because of the lack of retirement or maybe even retirement has impacted how the companies are paying workers.
Yeah, I think it is an ongoing struggle for companies because we know that we have, of course, now an aging population, so we have a lot of retiring baby boomers. So the working age population is now growing much slower. So companies need to decide for how long can we hold on to those older workers, because at the same time, those older workers have worked all their life to also just retire at the point that they want to retire. So I think that maybe it's also another reason that for new hires, it is actually easier to get into a company because many of those people who are now retiring are exiting the labor force.
Right. Talk to us a little bit about what the research shows about how companies spend on recruiting versus retaining existing workers.
Yeah, so I think, and this is actually from another study that we did, what we asked companies about solutions to company challenges they have when they are trying to retain or recruit people. And companies are actually much more focused on recruitment. And I think that this is actually pretty short-sighted, because if you think about retention, you have your existing employee already. Probably you're happy with an employee. So if you cannot retain that employee, you're going to lose a lot of experience. You're going to lose a lot of knowledge from that worker. And so in the long run, that may actually be much more expensive than finding a new worker.
Yeah, and that's something now, again, back to the tight jobs market, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation, right?
Sorry? What do you mean?
That if you don't spend on the recruiting part of it, you probably aren't going to get that employee at all, and so you have to really kind of face that question.
Yeah, no. That's a very good point that you're making. As I said earlier, when you now need to recruit people, you need to react to market conditions. And in a tight labor market, it is not anymore that works are competing with each other, but it is companies are competing with each other to find that worker. So you definitely expect that companies need to raise their budgets to get more money available for new hires, because new hires at this point in the economic cycle are just more expensive than economic hires at the start of this economic cycle.
Yeah, and we're also in a position now with so many different pieces of technology and so many websites and tools where we can find out what people are making in jobs, maybe even some of our coworkers or people in competing companies, that this is this is a big part of what we're talking about here. Workers finding out what the salaries are of folks might leave, and that's going to create a turnover problem.
Yeah, no, you're correct on that. I think that there is today much more pay transparency. Also because companies believe that pay should be more transparent, but also because of companies, say, for example, Glassdoor, you can just go online and you can check, okay, what are people earning in my company? And you can even check it for your job title. And of course, this can create issues of morale, that when you're already for a very long time at your company and you find out that somebody much less experienced, maybe much younger, is maybe earning the same as you do, I would wish good luck to those managers that have to deal with these employees, because it is not easy to explain why this is the case.
Yeah, and then it can also be very expensive then to try to replace somebody after you've brought them on board. Frank, talk to us a little bit about the runway here. We have this jobs market we've been talking about is still pretty hot. Is there a chance that we could see wage growth tick up even higher over the next 6 months to a year, or is it going in the opposite direction?
No, I think when we look at the labor market, we still see that employment is growing pretty fast. We still have a very low unemployment rate. We do see that labor force participation rates are picking up somewhat, but it is still not fast enough for the labor market to become looser. So we will just see that the labor market will continue to tighten, and when the labor market continues to tighten, that means that we also expect that wages will start to accelerate more. So that is also our expectations. And actually, here I maybe want to point out from another report, we find that wages are already accelerating when you look at certain groups of occupations. So what we find is that especially for blue-collar workers and manual services workers, wages are rising already much faster than, say, highly educated white-collar workers.
Yeah, it just feels like it's taken a long time to get to this point. Frank, thank you for being on with us this morning and sharing your research and expertise. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Frank Stevens, Associate Economist at the Conference Board, and you can find them online at conference-board.org.